Welcome to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, where I teach educated, successful couples how to have incredible, passionate relationships so that you can stop compromising and start feeling fully alive in your relationship. I'm your host, Alexandra Stockwell, AKA the Intimacy Doctor. I'm a physician and an intimate marriage expert. My husband and I have been married for 26 years. We have 4 children and full professional lives, and we've created an amazing relationship. I've shown hundreds of couples how to do so as well. So if you want to deepen your understanding of your own relationship and learn to access new heights of emotional, sensual, and erotic intimacy, you're in the right place. I will show you how. So let's dive in. Okay, so you're in a phase where things don't feel fantastic in your relationship. Maybe once the kids are put to bed, you go to separate rooms to do your own thing. You kind of think it would be nice to be spending more time together, to feel desired, to feel desire. You wish you were making love more often, but things are a little bit numb, stale, disconnected, frustrating. And maybe those words are too strong on some days, and then other days they're actually accurate because over time there's been this slow buildup of resentment, disconnection, frustration. You're not even really sure what's going on, but it's just not easy like it used to be. In fact, sometimes you may even think of that experiment that's done with the frog where it's put in cold water and slowly the temperature is brought higher degree by degree, and each change is fine for the frog, but suddenly it is now dying because it's in boiling water and it never just jumped out because it's been a slow dying, we'll say. That might sound extreme, and that might be exactly what the truth is that you haven't really wanted to face. But either way, new lingerie isn't going to help. Going on some beautiful vacation together where you can spend a lot of time together and even leave your phones in the hotel room as you go for an adventure. Shaving your legs and getting a new haircut, that's not going to change this either. So often, if you look at the glossy magazines or you are in a Facebook group with a bunch of women who are talking about these things with one another. I don't actually know how it is in the Facebook group for men. I don't enter those. But it can seem like, oh, if I just lose a few pounds, shave my legs, then we're going to feel more connected. My partner's going to be ready to really talk and touch in a deeper way. Or maybe you think, oh, if you would just plan the perfect date where all she needs to do is show up and feel how much you appreciate her, then it's all going to shift because you're going to have such a wonderful time and you're going to reconnect and it's going to be fantastic. Well, let me just say, it's really not going to make much difference at all. Sure, in the short term, if you go away for the weekend or you go for a longer trip, especially if the two of you haven't been away, just the two of you in a while, I hope it's wonderful. I hope it brings you hope that, yes, you can really reconnect in a beautiful way. And if you're going to buy some new lingerie, I hope you feel fantastic wearing it and that your partner does notice and respond in the way you were hoping for. But the way in which those things are not going to help is that they are essentially external, logistical, temporary arrangements, like intermissions. And all of those things, if they are helpful at all to begin with, the positive impact is guaranteed to fade. Because if you want to revive your connection, if you want to feel in love, if you want to feel cherished, if you want to feel like it's safe to bring up new desires, unspoken thoughts and feelings, if you want to be full enough in yourself that you can really receive what your partner is saying, even when it's not flattering, but it's the truth, so then the two of you can face it together. All of these kinds of things that are essential to reignite the spark and revive emotional intimacy and really create a context in which sensuality and erotic intimacy can flourish, all of those things will happen with changes on the inside. It's personal development, it's self-awareness, it's noticing when you're reactive, it's learning to be more honest, more authentic, more present, more accepting of both yourself and your partner. Those are the things that are actually going to create the thing you're aiming for by booking that vacation so the two of you can find your way back to one another, or, as I say in the title of this episode, buying some new lingerie, which I will never knock. That is a splendid thing to do. But just be clear, it's not nutrient dense when it comes to really creating magic and intimacy and passion and juicy connection in your relationship. No, not at all. It's like buying new plates. That is nice. It's totally nice, but you have to gather your ingredients and prepare them in a beautiful way and put them on the plate and actually eat them in order to be nourished. So yeah, it's your inside that needs to change in such a way that your way of being evolves and your communication becomes more real, less riddled with resentment, and more authentic, fresh, courageous, and honest. You know, I'm not sure if you've encountered this idea. It happens in so many areas, depending on your personality, your childhood exposures, your peers, the things that you enjoy in life, the things that scare you, but whatever it is, your body, many, many people, most people have some idea that when you lose 30 pounds, then you'll be happy. Or when you make your first six figures in your business, then you'll be happy. Or when you make half a million or seven figures in your business, then you'll be happy. When you live in a really beautiful home in a wonderful neighborhood, then you'll be happy. When you finish residency, if you're a doctor in training, then you'll be happy. If your father acknowledges the success in your career, then you'll be happy. If you have a boy and a girl, then you'll be happy. You, I'm sure, can fill in the blank on what it is that you associate with once you have it, then you'll be happy. But the fact is that that isn't how it works. There's really clear data for people who lose 50 pounds, 100 pounds. They think their whole life will be different, and there are many, many ways in which their lives are different. I certainly do not want to minimize the impact of it, but it doesn't take away the need to learn how to be happy. And likewise, if you listen to or read any interviews with people who have created a lot of financial success, for the most part, things are the same. They just have that success when it comes to their happiness, fulfillment, and ease in life. In fact, there are many people who think, well, once I get married, then I'll be happy. And you know what? Maybe so, but just being married is not enough to really feel happy. Well, I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you already know that. So the point here is that wearing new lingerie, going on a vacation together, that is not what creates happiness. So I'm hoping you're wondering, okay, so what is it that creates happiness in relationships? What is it that leads to an intimate, passionate, joy-filled, happy marriage? What do you need to put your attention on? I invite you to actually ask yourself that question right now. What do you need to put your attention on? Because I know that as you're listening, you're very likely to have some answer come to mind, and I really want to encourage you to trust that. I trust your wisdom, and I hope you do too. And in addition to whatever has come to mind, I'm very happy to tell you that really the focus of this entire season is my answer to this question: what do you need to put your attention on in your relationship right now in order to be happy? Right now and in the future. In other words, if new lingerie isn't going to help and going on vacation together isn't going to help, not in a sustained way, what is? And every episode in the rest of season two is my heartfelt custom answer to that question. Obviously, there are going to be a number of episodes because there isn't just one simple answer. There are a number of different ways to think about it and orient to it, including having more fun and being more lighthearted and going deeper into the complicated emotions in order to see what's lurking in the shadows of your psyche that needs attention to be resolved and dealt with. In other words, I'm just saying that there are many different ingredients to use in creating the happy relationship. And in all of the subsequent episodes, I'm going to be addressing one ingredient, then the next, then the next, then the next. So definitely use the time until my next episode drops to consider, what are your thoughts? What are your assumptions? What have you either consciously or unconsciously been telling yourself that once you have this thing, then you will be happy? What is the thing you want to have in order to be happy? What is the thing you feel you need to do in order to be happy? Really, I invite you to journal or just have this as a question rolling around in your mind as you go about your day, because if you can identify what your assumptions and beliefs are, you're going to have a much easier time dismantling them and opening yourself to what really needs to happen for you to enjoy your life, enjoy your relationship, enjoy the ups and downs, the challenges, because you have confidence that Being happy, fulfilled, and sensually alive is something that you know how to do. I've said many times, maybe you've heard me, and if not, I'm happy to have this be the first time, that I absolutely believe that having a fantastic relationship is a learnable skill. And so what I'm really saying is all of the subsequent episodes in this season will be me sharing one skill and then another and then another. So definitely be sure to subscribe to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, whatever platform you're listening on. Make sure to subscribe because you don't want to miss a single episode, because the rest of season two is essentially a mini course in how to be happy and enjoy your relationship and create the luscious intimacy, which makes all of life so much better. I'm going to be talking about where to put your attention so that you feel connected, you feel seen and heard, and you make it appealing for your partner to share themselves as well. In fact, just before I started recording this episode, I hadn't actually planned to tell this story, but it's popped into my mind, so I'm going to tell you. Just before I started recording this episode, I had an interaction with my husband, Rod, because I sent him an email with a bunch of papers from our CPA, and he printed them out, and instead of just printing the pages that needed signatures, he printed out tons and tons of pages. And he didn't realize that he just needed to print out the signature pages and wasn't even sure which pages were the signature pages. So anyway, he brought me a stack of papers that could easily have been like a little book. And so I started looking at the letter on top of this stack of papers in order to figure out what I should do. And he was telling me what to do, but what he was saying didn't really make sense to me. And so I was just reading the thing and basically ignoring what he was saying and shuffling through the papers in order to find out what I need to do. And at one point I just said to him, "I feel like you're not listening to me." And he responded by saying, "I feel like you're not listening to me." And I was so surprised. I turned to him and I said, "Really? Oh, tell me again. I wasn't aware that I wasn't listening." And that was such a simple communication. He said what he wanted to say and then realized that actually I'd had communications with our accountant and I knew what I was looking for. And he actually just backed away and said, "Okay, well, once you have the signature papers, let me know and we can sign them." But the point is that I was trying to get a task done and I felt like he didn't have information that was helping me with that. So I basically tuned him out and I wanted him to let me lead the encounter, and he felt like I wasn't listening to him and said so. And I realized, oh yeah, I wasn't listening to him. Now, why am I telling this story? Because the point of it is that we both want to feel seen and heard, and we have the skills to be clear when that isn't happening. And we know how to say that to one another so that the whole thing diffused instead of having a fight or even unconsciously becoming reactive and suddenly instead of, I don't know what, I'm watching a Netflix show as a way to just avoid feeling what I'm feeling. Like, there's so many different ways to, cover up what's arisen or make it dramatic or have a fight or take it out on the kids or I don't know what. And the reason that that particular story came to mind and I chose to tell it is because it's not very glamorous. It's not very magnetic. It's just a simple everyday interaction in which, as a result of my husband and I each doing deep internal work, we each knew when we were a little bit triggered where to put our attention so that we could each feel more connected, we could each feel seen and heard, and we could make it appealing and have room for one another to feel seen and heard as well. So I definitely enjoy telling stories about, luscious transformations and joyful passion and erotic intimacy. But all of the things that I'm talking about are also really useful when there's a stack of papers from the accountant and we're figuring out where the signature pages are and we each get our feelings hurt a little bit. And that just can become something so smooth when you know how to have attention where it needs to be in order to feel connection and feel happy. And new lingerie or an amazing vacation last month or me shaving my legs in order to hope it's gonna help us get closer, none of those things are gonna serve us at all when we're going through a stack of papers from the accountant and looking for the signature page. But all of the things that I'm going to be talking to you about in the episodes in the rest of the season, season two of the Intimate Marriage Podcast, they will all give you ways to navigate when you're trying to find the signature pages or any number of other mundane interactions or big important interactions as well. In other words, the things that I'm going to be talking about are really useful, practical, and lasting. So what I hope you get from this episode is, by all means, plan vacations, buy lingerie, plan an incredible date, go for it. Don't have any illusion that that is what is going to transform your relationship. Those are going to be lovely experiences that I hope you thoroughly enjoy. But keep on coming back and listening to the rest of the episodes in season two in order to hear what will actually make a real, lasting, profound, and fabulous transformation so you and your honey can enjoy more intimacy and more love. If you enjoyed this episode of the Intimate Marriage Podcast, share it with someone who also wants more joy and more pleasure in their marriage. Be sure to leave a rating and a review, as that helps to spread my message. And if you're ready to deepen your relationship and create a truly intimate, delicious, and vibrant marriage, head over to theintimatemarriagepodcast.com to get started. Thank you for joining me on this episode. See you next time.